Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Happy Thursday night to you. You are checking out the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. One step closer to the weekend. One step closer to Sunday. One step closer to the championship games. The AFC, the NFC. Four teams, one step away from going to the Super Bowl, which will take place on February 7th. Oh yeah, I'm going to get you ready over these next two nights. We've had a hell of a week, a lot of discussions, a lot of chats. Now it's time to get down to business. Now it's time to start discussing, you know, these games. And that's what we're going to do starting tonight. This is when I get started. Every single weeknight, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'll be rolling with you for the next 4 hours. It's real simple, folks. You can listen anytime, any place, anywhere, utilizing the free radio.com app. You can also listen on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. You can listen CBSSportsRadio.com if you got a smart speaker. All you have to do is ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. Also available, SiriusXM 206, Apple Music, all over the place. But I'm glad you're here right now. We have a solid show set up for you the rest of this evening. A lot to talk about. We spent time yesterday really breaking down quarterbacks here in the 21st century. And now it's really time to move towards what the hell is going on right now. What's going to take place over the next 3 and 4 days? What's going to take place over the next 2 and 3 weeks? We'll also talk about some of the coaching changes that are taking place here in the NFL. Next hour, don't move. We're also going to have a discussion about the NFL coaching changes and the lack of diversity. You know, we've had one minority coach hired here in this cycle. I'll tell you who it is if you're not familiar. But some of the biggest names, some of the more familiar names, some of the most experienced names are still here without work when most of the jobs are pretty much closing up at this point in time. So we'll talk about that next hour. When we spoke to Terrell Owens earlier this week, he had an interesting take. We'll play that for you. Alex Smith had a take. And then one of the coaches who is still without a job right now, Patrick Bieniemy of the Kansas City Chiefs, he is still without a job. We will talk about that. Other things lined up. What the hell do the Indianapolis Colts do now that Phil Rivers has retired? And I got to remind you, at any point in time, you can find me online. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at JR Sport Brief. I actually just tweeted out a show rundown if you want to take a look. And I got to let you know that I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Rocket Mortgage is giving away millions during Super Bowl 55 with the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes. You can see rules and you could enter for free today at RocketMortgageSquares.com. That is RocketMortgageSquares.com. Thank you to super producer Stu Kovacs, who helped put this show together, and along with myself, we will do our best to make sure that it runs smooth. Now, before we get into what's going on in the NFL as it relates to coaching, before we get to what's going on with the Indianapolis Colts, we got to start off with the four quarterbacks who are going to be participating for a chance at the Super Bowl this upcoming Sunday. And I love the matchups that we have here. You have an opportunity to see the defending champion, Kansas City Chiefs, take on the Bills. We know Patrick Mahomes. I would expect him to go out there and be ready to go after he gets out of this concussion protocol, even though all indications point to him not necessarily having suffered a concussion. And then we have a chance to see two of the greats. We had a lot of callers last night on this subject, just on Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers. You don't lose. Three out of these four quarterbacks will probably be, you know, some of the best quarterbacks that you'll ever see in your life. And that's between Mahomes, that's between Brady, and then also Aaron Rodgers. And you think about the young upstart in Josh Allen, the conversations have already started as to where he fits in. The Buffalo Bills are basically strictly a passing offense. They ain't handing off the ball to anybody. You know, Moss is now injured. You can take a look at Singletary. He's not a world beater. The Buffalo Bills want to beat you in the air. And Josh Allen has done an amazing job at it. So when you think about these four quarterbacks who are playing, these are stars. These are Pro Bowlers. This is no accidental, I barely got into the playoffs or the defense helped me get there. This ain't Jared Goff. We'll talk about Jared Goff later on in the show. These are Hall of Fame type quarterbacks. Three out of the four we know are going into the Hall of Fame. Mahomes will go into the Hall of Fame unless, God forbid, his injuries or his career is cut short due to injuries. And Josh Allen, quite frankly, he's starting to ball out of his mind. Let's see what his career turns into. And so that has moved into questions about pressure. As we start to wrap up media availability with the quarterbacks here, heading to the championship games, local media has started to ask them, how do you feel heading into this game? We know the ramifications. We know a chance at the Super Bowl is on the line. How do you feel? What are you sharing with your teammates? Aaron Rodgers, this guy's getting ready to pick up another MVP. He's won a Super Bowl. Tom Brady, he has six, the most accomplished quarterback of all time. He's going for seven. You think about Patrick Mahomes, an MVP, a Super Bowl MVP, a comeback kid. He's starting to further establish his legacy early on in his career. But he's kind of been there and he's done that. And we know he's damn good. We just want to see how many times he can do it. And so Aaron Rodgers, someone who went into the season thinking about how many years he was going to have left in Green Bay, here he is at the end of the season on the cusp of an MVP, on the cusp of another Super Bowl title, and pretty much silencing folks and putting to, you know, to I don't want to say to shame, but almost saying, hey, this guy Jordan Love, you may not see him for a while. And so Aaron Rodgers, he was pretty much asked one of the questions, if he's looking at this as his last and best chance to win one more Super Bowl. Listen,
I'm always just trying to stay present, especially this year, as much as anything, and just enjoy the moments. And I hope there's more opportunities, but I don't know. I mean, I really don't. And that's stuff that's out of my control. I mean, my future is a beautiful mystery, I think. The present is such a gift to just be able to stay in the moment and to have gratitude for being in a situation again and being with the guys and having fans at our stadium and maybe snow on an NFC championship game. I mean, I'm going to enjoy these moments for sure and just not worry about what happens down the line.
Yeah, he might as well. The game is, what, 3 days away? What the hell is he worrying about the future for? He's trying to take care of business right now. He just turned 37 years old about a month ago. Let him ball out. Let him enjoy this. 13-3 last year. He was at the same position, and that game was just like, eh. You didn't get anything out of it when he was in the NFC title game last year, and the Niners basically ran right through them all the way to the Super Bowl. And when asked about the pressure that he might be feeling, this was Rodgers' response.
Obviously, I put pressure on myself to perform every single week. And then I think there's a lot to be said for being able to harness that pressure and the fear of failure and focus it to real positive. And that's something you learn over the years. But I don't feel any extra pressure going in this week.
And he shouldn't feel any extra pressure going into this week. He's been there. He's done that. He's climbed the mountaintop. Granted, he hasn't done it a million trillion times, but he has the experience. And yeah, I wouldn't be mad if he approached this game on Sunday like he approached or approaches any other game, because this year he finished with 4,300 yards passing, 48 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. He was the best quarterback in the league this season. Aaron Rodgers. No need for pressure there. As I mentioned, Patrick Mahomes, unfortunately, he's in concussion protocol. Andy Reid said he was a participant again today in practice. He'll be fine. I don't see no damn pressure there. And then if you go ahead and take a look at the guy, Tom Brady, would he face added pressure? Does he face pressure trying to do this for the first time in Tampa Bay as opposed to New England? Trying to do it without Bill Belichick, winning a title, hoisting a Vince Lombardi trophy alongside Bruce Arians in a different uniform with different teammates. Mike Evans didn't come from up north with him. Godwin didn't come from north. Rob Gronkowski came off the damn television set. He was doing WrestleMania and making fun of Tide Pods. And here he is out there catching passes, and it looks like he wants to return next year. So, does the man with 6 Super Bowl rings, is he facing pressure? And if he's not facing pressure, what the hell is he telling his teammates? This is what Brady had to say.
I think everyone understands the significance of these, it's very difficult to get to this point to be, 4 of 32. So I think we're all excited for it, but certainly understand that we have a lot of prep to go, and we're going to take every minute up to kickoff to get ready to go.
Yeah, of course. This is the man's, 14th appearance now in a championship game? First time here in the NFC? Tom Brady has won some, and he's lost some. We're talking about 6 Super Bowl wins. We're talking about 3 Super Bowl losses. We're talking about one of the largest comebacks in Super Bowl history. He has experienced it all. Field goal victories. He has gone through this over the past 20 years. It's just a matter of his teammates, and he can't do anything about that. But it's just about how they feel. Tom Brady, where's the pressure? Win or lose, his stats, his numbers, his career accolades, they're not going anywhere. All he can do is add to his legacy right now. And I don't see that as being added pressure. I don't think there's that much added pressure for him to show, hey, I can do this without Bill Belichick. He's going to get his ass kissed forever, regardless of what happens. And so that leaves us with one more quarterback here. That leads us to the young man who actually just picked up his first victory, someone who was in or postseason victory, someone who has now come into the NFL and is being looked upon as the next big thing. He's loved in Western New York. He's the Messiah. Jim Kelly has said, this man is going to tear apart everything that I have done in my career, and that's 24-year-old Josh Allen. If anybody is feeling it, it's him. What has Josh Allen done up until now? He has improved steadily every single year of his career. He's gotten better. His accuracy has improved. He's shown that he can go out and do more than just throw the ball out of the stadium. But he doesn't have the same success of these other quarterbacks in the playoffs. Josh Allen is not Patrick Mahomes. Josh Allen is not Tom Brady. We know Josh Allen is also not Aaron Rodgers. He hasn't had that success yet. I believe it will come because I said this last week. Breeze, Roethlisberger, Brady, Rodgers. These guys are not going to be playing forever. There are going to be some Super Bowls that are spread out amongst these young players. Russell Wilson might pick up another one. Patrick Mahomes, people are penciling him in. How many can he win? Is he going to fill up one hand? You think about even the younger guys. Who the hell knows? I don't know what a Trevor Lawrence does. Deshaun Watson, wherever he ends up, you would figure him at a certain point in his career to go pick up a Super Bowl ring. And so this is where we are right now. Josh Allen was asked if he feels additional pressure heading into the biggest game of his career. Listen to his response.
I've played in a few big games, and as we go on here, every game's a bigger game than the last one. And, you know, it's still the same game of football, and we don't need to reinvent anything on our offense. We just got to go up there and try to execute a game plan and try to be the best versions of ourselves we can be.
Oh, yeah, that's great, great quarterback speak. But if anybody's feeling pressure, it's him. There's not necessarily an expectation just to show up and see where the chips land. It's not an expectation just to go up there and play free. He's going to be playing the defending Super Bowl champs. He's trying to lay his stake, lay claim to his spot in the NFL as one of the best quarterbacks in the league. We know who Pat Mahomes is. We know about Rodgers. We know about Brady. We're still trying to see where Josh Allen can go. And this season, he showed a whole hell of a lot. 4,500 yards, 37 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. He is the Buffalo Bills, basically all by himself. What is he going to do against that Chiefs defense, which I find to be, I find them to be average. We saw what he did against Indiana. Barely got by him. He doesn't play defense. The Colts basically tore them up. He gave you two touchdowns, 300 yards plus passing, 54 rushing yards. The last game against Baltimore, you could blame it on the win, but Baltimore got a badass defense. He was held to almost nada. 200 yards in the air, one touchdown. Barely got going on the ground. What will he do against Kansas City? If he wants to cement his legacy, that he's a champion, that he's going to be around for a long time, he has to show up. And I think he is the quarterback out of the remaining four that faces the most pressure. It's not Mahomes to repeat. It's not Brady to add to his legacy. It's not Aaron Rodgers, who's been balling out all season long. If anybody is facing the most pressure, it's the guy that hasn't gotten to the top of the mountain, and that's Josh Allen. Straight and simple. I want to take your phone calls before we keep things moving and rolling on. The phone number, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. When you take a look at the four quarterbacks who are left here in the playoffs, when you take a look at these Hall of Famers, when you look at the emerging stars, the emerging superstars, who has the most pressure? Which QB is facing it? Call me up. 855-212-4CBS. You are listening to the JR Sport Brief Show. You are listening to CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm trying to hear what's on your mind. We're having a conversation about the two championship games we have this Sunday, NFC, AFC. You think about the four quarterbacks who will be participating. Hopefully, I assume, Patrick Mahomes will be out there. But between Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen and Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, who is facing the most pressure? The other three quarterbacks, they're experienced. What the hell has Josh Allen done besides, you know, be good? He just won his first postseason game a couple of weeks ago. Now he got two. Everybody else has been through it. You know, they've won. They've reached the mountaintop. They've lost. I don't even think Tom Brady, here with a new team, trying to show he's doing it without Brady, I don't even think that measures up to someone like Josh Allen, who ain't even been to the big game yet. Hasn't even faced this. So I'm asking you, and you can also tweet me at JRSportBrief. Let me know your thoughts. The number here, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You think about the four remaining quarterbacks. Who is facing the most pressure? Let's go ahead and hit these lines up. Let's go down to Florida. Let's go to Nevaeh. Let's talk to Brian. Brian, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you say?
I say that. How you doing, JR? I say that the most pressure is on Josh Allen because, you know, the chinks on Buffalo and all that. And he's the youngest of them all. But at the same time, I believe he's going to get over that hump. And Buffalo's finally going to get their first Super Bowl. You heard it from me first.
Okay, Brian, he's going over the hump, huh? He going to win it all this year.
Yeah, I'm a Dolphin fan. I hate Buffalo, but I guarantee they going all the way. Their defense is unreal. And as long as Josh Allen keep controlling that ball like he do, they hard to stop.
Okay. Thank you, Brian, for calling up from Nevaeh, Florida. I don't know about that Buffalo Bills defense being unreal. Go ask the Colts how unreal it was. I mean, the Colts had more yards than the Bills. They just did whatever the hell they wanted to against the Buffalo Bills. So I don't know about saying that defense is unreal. This ain't Ray Lewis and Ed Reed and Suggs. No siree. It's not even Woodson. I mean, nope. So let's dial it back just a little bit. Looking here on Twitter at JR Sport Brief. Michelle Fenelon says he's young. He's the underdog, talking about Josh Allen. And a big reason why Buffalo played in its first playoff game in a million years. It's the one everyone likes to put in a GOAT conversation with Tom Brady. She's saying that Aaron Rodgers is facing the most pressure. Okay. Let's check it up. With Jim. Jim is calling up from Texas. Jim, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you say?
Thank you for letting me on. My thought is Tom Brady is the one that has the biggest challenge because he wants to prove that without Belichick that he can get it done. And if he does, I'll be so happy for him. But I don't think he can, because Green Bay is just so good. I was debating between him and Josh Allen. The thing is, Josh Allen, he's made so much strides the last 3 years that I don't think he has to prove anything.
Explain to me how Josh Allen doesn't have anything to prove.
Well, I think he's proven himself. He's improved over 3 years. If he don't get it done this year, I think he'll get it done next year.
Yeah, but that kind of your point kind of cancels itself out. He has something to prove. He wants to show he's a champion. He wants to win.
Oh, and I think he can. In fact, I would not be surprised if they beat Kansas City and
sure.
go to the Super Bowl.
But Jim, he has to do it first.
That's right.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Jim, for calling up from Texas. Let's go out to Knoxville, Tennessee, and talk to Anthony. Anthony, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Happy New Year, by the way.
To you as well. Go ahead.
Well, Allen has the most pressure, but in my eyes, too, Mahomes also does, too, as well, just because of the concussion he had. You know, is he 100%? He may not be 100%. And if he's not 100%, Chad Henne goes in there, guess what? They'll still lose.
We know that, but at the same time, just for clarification's sake, it was never confirmed or said that Patrick Mahomes suffered a concussion. It probably won't be something we find out at any time soon, probably until maybe a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks or a year, whatever the case may be. He's been in concussion protocol. It doesn't mean that he suffered a concussion. Carrington Harrison, who holds it down in Kansas City, also appears here on the weekend on CBS Sports Radio. He has heard that it was actually a neck and a nerve issue that had him wobbly and moved him into the concussion protocol. So I just wanted to clarify that. It's not necessarily true that, you know, he got Mike Tysoned out there.
No, that's true, but, you know, like you said, but if he ain't 100%, let's put it this way, if he's not 100%, get pinched nerve or whatever, you know, he'll lose. But now Allen has more pressure because, like you said, he has not been here, been there. He has not been there. He hasn't got foot in the playoffs until last week.
Okay. So, well, thank you so much. Proof. Okay. Thank you, Anthony, for calling up from Knoxville. Let's go out to Wisconsin. And let's talk to Eddie. Eddie, you on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show. I actually have a little bit of a different opinion. Personally, I think Aaron Rodgers is under the most pressure this weekend. Reason being, he was at the Super Bowl 10 years ago, and, you know, he hasn't been back since. And he's had the talent to do it, but, you know, there's been questions around the team surrounding him. But this year he has, and this year is the first time that he has a home NFC Championship game.
Sure.
So I think that he is the most pressure just because of all the things going for him. I think that if he slipped up and lost, there'd be a little bit more scrutiny on him compared to others. For example, Josh Allen, I just think he's a little bit, I think that, you know, he's in his fourth year or whatever, and he's looked at as, yeah.
Go ahead. Oh, he's gone. Sorry about that. Marcellus is calling up from Milwaukee. Go ahead, Marcellus.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Terrific.
JR, I got to tell you, I've been listening to you, and I've been feeling and agreeing with your flow. However, I did disagree with something you said, and I forgot exactly what it was, but the deal is Aaron Rodgers has the most to lose. I shouldn't say most to lose, but he's under the greatest pressure. First of all, everybody's speaking about Josh Allen, and he's playing great. But he's kind of like a puppet in this here thing.
He's a puppet? You like Pinocchio?
No, not a puppet.
Oh.
I'm saying he's a youngster.
Pup. Oh, a pup, as in a pup. Okay, got it.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, because Aaron and the great one, the GOAT, who they call, now I'm down to big OG, but the great one, Brady.
The Rock, okay.
And Mahomes, everyone, like you just said, I heard you say earlier, those three are pretty much guaranteed to get into the Hall of Fame, long as Mahomes don't get hurt. I agree with that. However, they just drafted Aaron Rodgers' replacement. And Aaron Rodgers, those other three are making at least $30 million or more each year. Well, I don't think Josh Allen is quite there yet. He will get there.
Yeah.
And he has much more opportunities in the future to do it.
Sure.
This Aaron Rodgers' last hurrah.
Yeah, well, you know what? But here's the thing. And Marcellus, thank you for calling up from Milwaukee. I can understand that. When I take a look at Aaron Rodgers, I don't think it's a matter of and we've seen this throughout his career. He's smooth. I don't think he walks around beating himself up. He's smooth. He's chill. You see it in his play. If you want to say, and everybody, these are legitimate reasons that Aaron Rodgers faces pressure. But in comparison to what happens at the conclusion of this game, I don't think anything is taken away from Aaron Rodgers unless he goes out there and throws four interceptions, unless he has the worst game of his life. But going into the game, I don't think Aaron Rodgers is facing the same amount of pressure. You know, I look at someone like Josh Allen, you say, yeah, he's a pup. I do too. That experience isn't there. I don't think Aaron Rodgers win or lose this upcoming Sunday. I don't think his legacy, I don't think it's changed. It's 1 year out of many. We're going to take a break. I'll come back with more of your calls, 855-212 for CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're looking at the four quarterbacks who are going to be playing this upcoming Sunday. All intents and purposes, that's assuming that Patrick Mahomes will be ready to roll. I believe he will be. So between Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers? Who's facing the most pressure? Who has a little bit more weighing on their conscience? Who is a little bit more shaky about things? I'm telling you, I think it's the guy who hasn't experienced a damn thing. The guy who's just trying to get his feet wet here, and that's Josh Allen. I look at someone like his opponent and Patrick Mahomes. He's done it. He's basically penciled in, barring injury, for the next several years. It's not necessarily, if, but when and how many more Super Bowls he's going to pick up. You can make the argument for Tom Brady. You can say Tom Brady, he needs to show he can do it without Bill Belichick. I don't think so. He has more experience in these damn games than anybody. He's won, he's lost, he's gone through it all. You can look at Aaron Rodgers. You can say, oh, well, Aaron Rodgers, come on, man, you gotta win some more. I think he's too damn cool. I don't think his legacy loses anything. I don't think he's going to sleep at night worried about his legacy. I believe him. He's the same guy that a few years ago was telling folks to relax. I still think he has another Super Bowl on the way. He's still going to go down as one of the greatest of all time. Let's go ahead and hit these lines. Let's talk to Hilberto. He's calling up from San Diego. Hilberto, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing? Listen, I've been thinking about these four quarterbacks, and my actual picks were the Buccaneers and the Bills in the Super Bowl.
Okay.
I think the most pressure is gotta go to Aaron Rodgers. I believe Mahomes made it last year. We know about Brady. Josh Allen right now is playing with house money. He won his first two games. Even though it's very difficult to make it to the conference championship, Rodgers, I think, is the one that has the most to prove that he can make it to win two Super Bowls with the Green Bay Packers. I know everything. I mean, the talent around him and whatever. But I believe that Rodgers has the most to prove, even though he doesn't show it.
Okay. Well, that's legitimate. I just believe he is who he is. And I think his standing in the league is cemented. And I take that into account. I look at Josh Allen and you say it's house money. When I think about pressure, it's going into the game. It's leading up to the game. It's not so much about legacy. It's the experience that you have. Win or lose this game, Aaron Rodgers is not going to be looked upon. Folks aren't going to look at this game unless it is a complete disaster. No one is going to summarize his career with this game. That's just the facts. The story of his career, it's not done. It's not complete. But up until now, I don't think a loss, an additional loss, is going to hamper him unless he is a disaster. Does he have pressure on him? Yeah, they all do. But for comparison's sake, I don't think it's the same. Tim from Pittsburgh, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing tonight?
Terrific, Tim. What you thinking?
That's a tough question. And you're the way that you analyze it, there it's tough. They all have pressure. It's a Super Bowl.
And We're getting there.
We're getting there, yeah. Yeah, I mean, getting there is tough enough. I don't agree with the house money because, you know, that's just saying that, you know, it was almost by chance. You know what I mean? Because house money reminds me of just saying that he's got there by luck. The guy's very talented. Now, if you're just saying, like, pressure, they all have a little bit on them. I wanted to say Aaron Rodgers. I kind of disagree with you a little bit. I agree with the Belichick statement. Brady probably wants to win this one, but Aaron Rodgers wants to beat Tom Brady. But
sure.
I don't want to be too long-winded here. I agree with you wholeheartedly. Yes, Aaron Rodgers is cool. He's chill. You know, he's got that beach vibe. You know, he had the woman. You know, he's
well, she's gone now.
Yeah, I know. But at the end of the day, I don't think you could tell me that he doesn't want to. He doesn't want this. And going into that game, if you compare him and Josh Allen, I don't think there's much difference there. I think it's 1-1A. I know one's younger, and I know one has more time left. But I don't think that Aaron Rodgers has too many years left. I mean, he was asked the other day on SportsCenter. He avoided the question. He says, I just want to, you know, focus on this game.
Sure.
I think this game means a heck of a lot more than people think to Aaron Rodgers, and I think he's playing it off.
No, well, I don't really even. Well, Tim, I don't even think there's a playing anything off, and thank you so much for calling from Pittsburgh. You know, I don't know if we see Aaron Rodgers for another 2-3 years through the completion of his contract. I don't know if he decides to, you know, go to 45. How many people do that? That's the reality. But no, I wouldn't even dare question how much he wants it. You're not as good as he is unless you're competitive, unless you want it. That's not even a question. I'm pretty sure Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, they want to win the game. There's no way to quantify that. They both want to. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is walking around saying, oh, yeah, well, you know, go into the game, and what happens, happens. No, just trying to go for the jugular. Straight facts. Glenn is calling from Pennsylvania. Glenn, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, I want to just say very briefly, your show is informative and thought-provoking, and I love that about it. I listen every chance I get, man. Keep it up. It's one of the best shows anywhere. But anyhow, totally in agreement. When you first come out with the topic, I was kind of leaning towards Tom Brady a little bit because, you know, the whole proven Belichick thing. But then I got to thinking about it. A lot of your callers had good things to say. You had a lot of good things to say. It's definitely Josh Allen, and I just say that because, and I think you kind of already said it, but there are the other three, they're proven commodities already. They've been there. He has not. And I'm a Steelers fan, you know, and I think everybody knows the collapse the Steelers had, but that's not going to define Ben's career, Ben Roethlisberger. You know, he's a proven commodity. He's done it. And I think the pressure is totally on Josh Allen. I mean, the other ones, yeah, they want to win. Yeah, they're going to be disappointed if they lose, but you know what? He's the one that's got to prove himself. The other ones are already a proven commodity in my eyes.
Well, Glenn, I appreciate you. Thank you so much for calling up from Pennsylvania. Yeah, when I'm thinking about pressure, I'm not looking at pressure in such a way where, and I know we are fast-forwarding certain aspects. I think we're fast-forwarding here. Talking already about the Super Bowl and thinking about what this game, this upcoming Sunday means for legacy or player loses here. And we know if Josh Allen loses, he might get another chance. You would think he will with his talent. You would assume he would. They will be back. But if you know Buffalo's history, damn it, they went further than what the hell they're doing now. 4 straight Super Bowls, they walked away with nada. That is unlikely. That is just ridiculous odds for that to happen that way. In the case of Patrick Mahomes, yeah, you would assume he will be back. Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, there's not necessarily that comfort that they will get back. But the way I'm looking at pressure is, here we are Thursday night. You know, these guys are human beings, okay? They're not robots. We may sit here and talk about them like they are objects far, far and away, but these are human beings. These guys are preparing for this game, for their games, their respective games, on Sunday. And I'm thinking about who the hell is sitting around right now just kind of like, whoa. Which one of these 4 quarterbacks is really saying to himself, whoa. Patrick Mahomes is just sitting around right now studying going, man, they need to hurry the hell up with this protocol. Tom Brady is probably slapping high fives with his kids or getting ready to tuck them into bed before he opens up his playbook some more. Aaron Rodgers is probably maybe has the game on in the background and he's studying as well. In the case of Josh Allen, this guy has never experienced any of this. Zip, zero, zilch. I believe it's less about the legacy side. And I'm looking at it more so from a football side. You can think about what the end result could potentially be. But it's not like, oh, we're going to send you out there and it's the world collapses. Parker's calling from Green Bay. Parker, you are on CBS Sports Radio. What do you think about Rodgers?
Hey, good evening, man. Man, just listening to you talk, it makes me really sit back and think a little bit. But when I called in, I kind of going on the legacy thing, because here in Green Bay, there's a lot of talk about over the past 30 years, all the woulda, coulda, shoulda. We had all these two great quarterbacks and all these opportunities, and they just kind of got wasted. And I think the pressure lies in the fact that if Rodgers doesn't get back to the Super Bowl and get that ring, because that's kind of like the greatness is now measured on the number of Super Bowl rings you have. He's been in, this will be his third championship in, what, 5 or 6 years? And if he doesn't, you know, if he doesn't get over that hump, there's always going to be that Rodgers is great, Rodgers is calm, but yeah, he wasn't able to get the Packers to that next level, and he'll be measured up to the you know, his predecessor, you know, that same guy who played forever was awesome, but, you know, won one and just couldn't get over that hump and get a second one.
Yeah, and I think unfortunately, and thank you so much, Parker, for calling up from Green Bay, I think a lot of that is fool's gold. I think to look at someone in the NFL and say, especially now over the past 20 years, it is much easier for people to look at Tom Brady and go, rings, 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 rings. That's not the end all be all. Come on, look at Terry Bradshaw. Is he one of the greatest of all time? We'll continue this conversation. We'll take more of your calls, and then we will talk about diversity in the NFL when it comes to coaching. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.